Today is one of the most significant days of the liturgical year. It is the first of the 3 days which are known as the Triduum, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. Today, Maundy Thursday, is the day on which Jesus instituted the Last Supper, which is commemorated by our communion services and by celebration of the Mass. This is also the day on which Jesus interrupted the celebratory evening in that reserved banquet hall upstairs. Without warning, he got some water and began to wash his friends' tired, dirty feet, a task normally done by slaves. He was demonstrating that everybody should serve others. And Maundy Thursday is also the night on which he was betrayed, arrested, and through which he was interrogated until early morning. Therefore, today, Maundy Thursday, marks a turning point, almost like none other, that point in time when Jesus' career suddenly and unexpectedly stops. It crashes. In some faith traditions, Lent will continue until the evening of Holy Saturday. But in other Christian traditions, Lent concludes this evening. That's how significant this day is. Johann Sebastian Bach's Passion, according to St. Matthew, takes us through the events of this evening and all of the reported events of tomorrow. In other words, from the evening of Maundy Thursday through the afternoon of Good Friday. When Jesus was being endlessly grilled and even beaten up in front of Caiaphas, the high priest, Peter was lurking in the courtyard, pretending he was just an anonymous onlooker, but he was desperately trying to find out how this was going to end. His accent revealed that he, like Jesus, was from Galilee, and so he was repeatedly quizzed by other onlookers. 3 times, Peter denied that he knew Jesus. This is where today's music picks up the story. The narrator, or evangelist, tells us that suddenly, as the crowing cock announced that it was morning, Peter remembered what Jesus had predicted. Before the cock crows, you shall deny me thrice. Peter fled the garden and wept bitterly. When the evangelist tells us that Peter wept, the evangelist's very brief melody will be jagged, angular, and in the language of the Baroque, very unsettling. Then we have the aria for the alto soloist, who puts the story on pause, so that we too can pause and relate all of what Peter has done to what we have done. Like Peter, all we can pray is, Erbarme dich, mein Gott, have mercy, my God. This is one of my favorite Bach arias, filled with pathos, grief, and beauty. You might hear the soft pizzicato or plucking of the cellos and double bass, sounds which some have suggested might recall Peter's falling tears as he prays for forgiveness. Against that soft accompaniment of the strings and the plucked cellos, we will hear a quiet violin solo, one which Heifetz called the best solo music ever written for the violin. The aria is followed by the choir's chorale, in which we all confess that Peter isn't the only one who has denied Jesus. So have we. Incidentally, this is the only performance known to me in which the musicians actually honor each and every fermata Bach so carefully added to every instrumental and vocal score. This music, reflecting on the end of Maundy Thursday, prepares us for the horrors of Good Friday.
Ich kenne des Menschen nicht. Und als Gott klärte der Herr, da dachte Petrus an die Worte Jesu, da er zu ihm sagte, ehe dir ankräht.